Lord Jesus Christ, we just pray on this really special day that you'd speak to us and help us to understand more of the importance of Christmas. Amen. I will need some little volunteers to help me through this and ask them as and when if they'd like to help. There's a little reward for doing so as we go along. But I wanted to just start by saying how opening a Christmas present is very exciting because of the present, wondering what it is. But it's a sign of somebody's love, isn't it? That's what's very touching about it. It doesn't necessarily have to be expensive, but it's very exciting to open it, and we know it's a sign of love. Now, the first Christmas present that we're thinking about today is the present that God gave to the world. And I want to say it's super exciting, and it's a sign of his very great love for us. His gift of Jesus shows the glory of God. And I want to think this morning about whether you have seen his glory. And what we'll see as I talk this morning is that what God gives and how he forgives, that's how he reveals his glory. So I wonder whether you look with me, and the first person I need is to take off this outer layer, and there's a little reward that you can collect. Any offers? Do come up. We're taking it out. Oh, thank you. We've got three volunteers. Wonderful. So if you very carefully, because you don't know what's inside this, want to take off the green bag to find what's inside. Would you like to do that now? You have to be very careful, though, because it's a very special present. Oh, so if I lift, can you take the bag away from underneath? That's it. That can go on the floor. So here's our present from God to the world. And the first thing is to remember God gives. So here we have a present, God gives. And the best present that's ever been given is God's gift of his son to the world. And you might like to take the ribbon off for me. Would you like to take the ribbon off? And then you can have a sweet and go back to your seat. That's it. Thank you very much. Right, so we almost opened the present, but not quite yet. Would you like to take a sweet and then go back to the... They're not going to want lunch at all. You allowed one for your brother. Yes, you are. Supporting cast. That's it. Just take one and back to the seat.
I might want to take one from Daddy.
Okay, that's fine. If you go back, and if you... I'll call you up again in a minute, or someone else. We're taking one for the whole family. Okay. So we're told that God sent his son into the world, and we're told he made his dwelling, his home, amongst us. Now, at the beginning of the Bible, we read how God walked with people in the Garden of Eden. And then when they got kicked out of the garden and went through the desert, God was with his people. And they had a special little tent called a tabernacle to show that God was with them. And then later on, they had a big, big building called a temple they built. And that showed God was with them. But now we've got something much, much better because God is coming in person. And John writes, verse 14, "We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." And so Jesus was the one of a kind, unique. Sometimes people use the word unique as if it's just special, but unique means there's only one. He's the one of a kind son, and he has come from the Father. He'd always been with God in heaven, and now he comes into the world. I do need two more volunteers at this stage who've got very delicate hands. Would you like to come and help me? Because I want you to, in a moment, when I ask that we're going to take something out of this box to show everybody. And I've got a little story for you. There was a story of a little girl who lived with her grandfather. And what we know is that the grandfather was really very mean. He was very cross as a person and not a very good person. The girl was a very good girl indeed. The grandfather, he really did not like God at all. He was very cross with God and said that God didn't exist. But the girl, she wanted to find out more about God. And one day she came back from school and she found a sign in her room. And I wonder whether you could take the sign out for me, which you'll find around the outside of that box. This is where you need delicate hands because it's got to last for another service as well. So if you take that out for me, is that going to come out? That's it. Right, if you'd like to take one end there and hold that up gently but high, and it says, this was the sign over her bed, God is nowhere. And he wanted her to think the same as him. That's why it was in her bedroom. He didn't believe in the God of the Holy Bible. And yet she struggled with this because she was only a young girl. She could read short words, but she couldn't read long words. And so what she did was she thought, well, what can I make of those words? And what she did was to kind of chop up the words so she could actually read it. If you'd like to hold that up high for me. And what does that now say? God is now here. She had stumbled on the true meaning of Christmas. She didn't realize at the time, but she was thinking what it was saying in John chapter 1. God is with us. God is now here. She was much wiser than her grandfather. And we read in John's Gospel, we've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So what John is telling us is that God had pitched his tent. Do you remember the tent in the desert I told you about, God's presence with them? Well, God had pitched his tent with his people. Thank you. If you'd like to let go of that, you can take a sweet and go back to your seats for a moment. Take a sweet from the... this is supposed to be like a crib. Okay, all the treasure's in the crib. I'll need some more volunteers a bit later. And so God's greatest gift to the world is his son, the Lord Jesus. He is so very generous, we can't put a price on how much it cost. It cost everything to send his son into the world. And it means that, as we read through the New Testament, we're told that this is a reason why we should be generous as people. I'm not asking you to put money in the collection today, don't worry. It's too late, you've already gone past the plate on the way in. But it's a generosity in terms of how we are towards God. Jesus, on one occasion, asked whether someone was going to be rich towards God. In other words, were we interested in God? Would we give our time and our skills and our energy and our thoughts and our prayers to seeing the good news about Jesus spread? Will we serve God? Well, that's something for us to think about. And whether we would also help those who are in need, the poor, and people who are less fortunate than ourselves. God gives, we should give too. Here's the second thing, God forgives. And this is in verse 17 and 18. God forgives. Many people think not very much about God. They might doubt he exists, or they say, well, I'm not sure he's very interested in us. But there's a different message which we get. Now, we've got another box here. If you'd like to, someone else like to come up who hasn't been up? Any other volunteer? Henry, would you like to come up? You're probably about tall enough for this. If you'd like to take that box out of the big one, I'm going to take the big one away. There's another message inside. If you'd like to take that out for me. And you need to be careful holding that one. And this one says, who can read that? Can we know God? And that's the question they ask. I'll just leave that there for the moment. It's a bit curly. Leave that for the moment. Don't spoil the trick. Do have a sweet, though. How about, had a gold coin yet? No? All right, I'll see you in a minute. You may be able to help me with the next bit. Come back in a minute. So that's the question people have. Can we know God? And John reminds us of what a great thing it is to actually receive forgiveness from God. And it was something which was a very big day as God began to show people his love in the Old Testament. And Moses, they received the law, being rescued from being slaves in Egypt. They received God's law, so they knew how to be God's people. How could they now live as God's people? They'd been freed to serve. And following God's laws enabled them to worship God, to love him, to live in a way which was loving to other people. And it meant that they showed God's character in the world. And also, because of the laws he gave, it meant that there were to be people who kept their word, who were to be truthful, something that we're to do today as well. And now God has shown what he's like in full in the person of Jesus. We're told, here's the change. The law was given through Moses, and that really did show God's character. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. What does it mean for Jesus to bring grace and truth? Well, we're told about grace because it's about God forgiving people. It's giving us what we don't deserve. Jesus provides for us. He gives us what we ourselves can't provide, what we can't come up with. It's possible for all who would like to be forgiven. It's something that we receive as a gift. And sometimes we remember that grace, the word G-R-A-C-E, is a short term to remind us of God's riches at Christ's expense. So our forgiveness comes because of Jesus giving up his life for you and for me. Jesus brings the truth as well. He reveals God to us, which means that we give up worshipping gods which are no gods. We give up worshipping the idols of fame and fortune, success and status, things that we can acquire, because we want to worship God. He sets us free from being slaves to sin, that we can worship him. He sets us free from the fear of death, which holds us in its grip. Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching and you are really my disciples, then you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He forgives so that we're free to serve. Well, John says this in verse 18. Oh, no, perhaps I should get you to reveal. Henry, would you like to come back? Because you knew there was another bit to this message. And we're going to just separate that very carefully there. And it says this. We can know God. So some people wonder if we can. And the answer is we can know God. Would you like to take another sweet of some sort? You're doing very well this morning. Probably be as high as a kite later. And John puts it this way in verse 18. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. So we say, yes, we can know God. We can come to know Jesus for ourselves, and it changes everything. If we receive Jesus' grace and truth, then we're to live by grace and truth. We're to speak words which help people rather than tear them down. We're to be kind to people who don't deserve it because that's how God has treated us. We're to forgive people when they do us wrong because God has forgiven us. We're to be thankful for Jesus. He is a gift to us. We're to take delight in getting to know him and helping others to come to know him and to know him better. Well, Jesus' greatest glory came later in his ministry. Got one more box to open. Have I got another volunteer to help me? One more box to open. It doesn't have to be Henry, but it can be Henry. One more box which shows us Jesus' glory. And you have to be careful for this. It could be quite dangerous to open this box. What do you think would be inside? What do you think would be inside? Who'd like to take the lid off and find out what's inside? Why don't you? Tell me your name.
Greta.
Greta. Would you like to take the lid off, Greta, and find out what's inside? Jesus revealing his glory to us. Would you like to hold that up high for us? It's a cross, isn't it? The greatest glory of God was shown through Jesus' death and resurrection. That he is stronger than death. He's the one who's able to deliver us from our sins, which hold us in its grip. and give us new life. Thank you very much for your help. I think you all need a sweet to energize you on the way back. You had enough sweets. Okay, that's fine. You haven't had enough sweets. Huh? Sorry, it's a bit high for me.
I want one for Daddy.
Want one for Daddy?
Yeah. That
one. You've got a very good daughter, haven't you?
Daddy.
All right, that's fine.
This one for Mummy.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed for your help. Well, I wonder whether you can say now that yes, we've seen his glory. If we've not seen the glory in Jesus, then can I encourage you to take some action today? Think about this a bit more. I've got some booklets on the side. Those are free. Just take one to read a bit more. If you live in Stone, join us in January because we're going to start looking at John's Gospel and finding out more about this glorious one, Jesus. And also in January, I'm running a short course called Hope Explored. And it's just three sessions picking up on some of the descriptions about Jesus, the one who's the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. How can those things come true in Jesus? Well, three sessions in January. There's a leaflet with information and dates on. I'd love to see you at that. We're going to pray now. I'm going to use words that Simeon used as he held the little Jesus in his arms. Sovereign Lord, as you've promised, now let your servant go in peace. For my own eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel.